America Weekend.
Because of the deteriorating security situation in Belfast, you aren't being deployed there on an emergency basis.
We need to go out there and reassure people. We're here to protect them. We need to look them in the eye and tell them that.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Well, time sure flies. It flies so fast, I almost forgot that it's Mark Leonard's one-year anniversary on our show. And Mark has been doing a great job over the past year. His On the Mark segment, these are some of the best reviews and audio essays on film you will hear anywhere. So, happy anniversary, Mark. And we kick off year two of On the Mark with this week's installment. Mark is talking about the film 71.
Sometimes even the very best films of a given year have a difficult time getting an official U.S. release date. These films will get high praise for months on the festival circuit before hopefully lucking into a few select theaters throughout North America for a limited period of time. 71 is one of those movies, and I expect it to land on my 2015 10 Best of the Year list. Young Jack O'Connell, who made such a huge splash as Louis Zamperini in 2014's Unbroken, is exceptional as Gary Hook, a British Army soldier who gets injured and trapped in a Belfast neighborhood at the height of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Hook becomes sandwiched within a standoff between the rival Catholic nationalists and Protestant loyalists in this pulse-pounding and intelligent thriller from debuting director Jan Demange. With scenes of almost unbearable intensity and shocking violence, the filmmakers aim for a remarkable realism that certainly seems to succeed at a very high level. There are also a number of fine naturalistic character performances from a group of veteran actors and a crackling debut screenplay from Scottish playwright Gregory Burke. 71 is outright marvelous. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com and enjoy. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Speaking of the movies, when was the last time you actually went to the movies and sat there and watched the big blockbuster? When you go in, you don't really think about what's going on there. It's a dark room. You get in there, you try to figure out where you're going to sit. You got your popcorn, you got your soda, and you're ready to go. Who was there before you? And what did they leave behind? There was a recent story in New York City about how a rather large movie theater had to be fumigated because they found bedbugs in one of the theaters. Yes, and that means in the seats, because if you think about it, it makes sense. Somebody's got bedbugs. Maybe they just got out of bed, took some bedbugs with them, went downtown, saw a movie, left and left some of the bedbugs behind, and then they found you. What about when someone has been in bed with the flu for 2 weeks and they decide, you know, I really got to get out. Maybe I'll go see a movie. So they get out of their bed with their 102 temperature and they come on down and they sit for 2.5 hours in a seat that then you sit in and cuddle up in for the next 2.5 hours to watch the same movie. I don't know. Can you bring some wipes to wipe the seat down? Would you look like a Howie Mandel type germaphobe if you did that? It may help. Because you don't know what's been going on in those seats before you were there. Think about what you've done in some of those seats back in your more adventurous teenage years. Remember? Yeah, it does make you think, does it not? Christina Stalfo and I had a conversation here on the show a couple of weeks back about how when sometimes you're in a train, you look at the headrests on the seats and they're a bit discolored. Sometimes when you go to the local Division of Motor Vehicles office and you have the chairs lined up against the wall right above the chair, there are these spots where people rest their heads as they're waiting for their service. Yeah, so the same thing, I would imagine, takes place in the movie theaters, and there you don't have the lights on, so you have no idea what's going on. So you just got to take your chances in life with everything else and think clean thoughts as you go through your experience there in the theater. Anyway, so let's get out of the movie theater, and let's think about getting out. It's fall. Yeah, the temperature's getting a little cooler. The trees are turning these wonderful different colors, and fall is a great running season. It requires little equipment or investment. It brings increased energy, muscle, and bone strength, endurance, and cardiovascular health, and increases confidence. What a segue this was. ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie has more about fall and fitness in this week's Fit in a Minute.
The first step is to get good running shoes. Go to a store specializing in athletic wear and get your foot measured. Try several different brands and have the salesperson evaluate the role of your gait. You may need orthotics to place inside your shoe to prevent knee, hip, and ankle injuries. You should also replace your running shoes every 300 miles. Start by walking briskly for 5 to 10 minutes. Check your breathing. Make sure you're taking deep belly breaths from the diaphragm. This will help you avoid side stitches, that painful ache just under your rib cage. Develop regular rhythmic breathing and stay relaxed. Head up, shoulders down, and look forward. Allow your arms to swing naturally to complement your stride, but don't cross your hands over the middle of your breastbone, and don't grip your hands into fists. Keep your wrists loose. Your upper body shouldn't strain too far forward. Each week, try to add a few more minutes or a mile onto your runs. Whether you measure your workouts by time or distance, don't increase by more than 10% each week. I'm ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. Stay with us. More to come. When we come back, we will talk about Christina and her dislike of mayonnaise. Well, there are many reasons to like mayonnaise and many reasons to dislike mayonnaise. We will have them, and Christina will hold her stomach through this entire segment. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
While in his 20s, Richard Branson was at an airport waiting to board the last flight of the evening to the Virgin Islands when it got canceled.
Unhappy with the idea of waiting another day, he chartered a private airplane.
Except there was one small problem. He didn't have money to pay for it.
That's when he had an idea. He made a small sign that read, Virgin Airlines, $29, and showed it to the group of people who had also been on the canceled flight. The ticket sales paid for the chartered plane, and Virgin Airlines was born.
When you come across the problem, look for a solution. The idea you come up with could be your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Dude, you just put 3 quarts of fresh oil into the bike. The stuff was almost as dirty as before. The ABM Redneck 4-quart oil change without burning up the engine. Cool. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM's Redneck 4-quart oil change. Want to drain the bag? Reinstall the drain plug to remove the dirty oil filter. Oil catch pan beneath the oil filter. Refill the oil bag. Fine. Restart the engine. While idling, keep filling the oil bag with fresh oil until the dirty oil coming out of the empty oil filter head runs clean. Don't allow the oil pump to run dry. Keep the bag full. Turn off the bike, spin on a fresh filter, restart, top off the oil bag. ABM's Redneck 4-quart oil change. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road.